You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome in, everybody. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. It is a Thursday, a rainy Thursday, May 26th, and a Friday, May 27th. OTAs underway in Allen Park. And the Lions had an open practice today for the media. We'll tell you everything that we saw, or that I wasn't there, but everybody saw, coming up momentarily here on the program on Locked On Lions. Again, Matt Derry with you. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. We appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. The show soon will be on YouTube. Just preparing you. The show soon, we are working on this, will be video and audio both. So we will tell you about that hopefully next week. On the show today, a mailbag question. I put out on the show the other day that, you know, if you want to email me at DerrySpeaks@gmail.com, you can. And I got a couple of emails in. I want to read one today because it was a long question, but answer the question that was asked by one of our listeners. I want to do that today coming up on the program. Also, a role change on defense. It seems like the coaching staff under Aaron Glenn, or as he's better known as, in Allen Park, AG. There seem to be some changes that are being made defensively, and we're going to tell you about some of those and highlight one in particular that I think is a good idea. We'll get into that. Also, Dan Campbell today talked about Aaron Glenn in a very interesting way. We will highlight that comment today, and also an injury update from OTAs, who's there, who's not, all of that coming up on the program. Again, we thank you for listening and joining us today. I always love hearing from the audience, and I appreciate the chime in from just about everybody, whether it's on Twitter, whether it is... by the way, I am recording today in the car, so just bear with me, but you're going to hear sirens, you're going to hear honking, you're going to hear all sorts of different things that is going to go on. I'm in an undisclosed location right now where a certain team trails 3-2 and just got a police escort out of the airport via bus. So you can figure out where I am. Anyway, Jeff Anders wrote in on email at DerrySpeaks@gmail.com. And I appreciate Jeff tuning in. I want to do a little mailbag today. He said, "Hey, Matt, I love the podcast. Listen every day on my way to work. Lifelong Lions fan here, but just discovered the podcast 2 years ago. Two questions for you today. First, with all of the national love we've been getting and that you've been talking about on the pod, did you check out Bill Barnwell's rankings of each team's offseason this morning? No love there, 27 out of 32. How the hell can he have us ranked behind the Bears, for crying out loud? Love to hear your take on this one." Thank you, Jeff. I'll comment on it in a second. Secondly, and I've been thinking about this for a while, I know you've been less than impressed with the Lions linebacking core, and I'm right there with you. I told my wife we had to listen the day they signed Jared Davis back because I thought your head would explode on air. I was thinking about this. Do you think Brad Holmes just doesn't value the linebacker position all that much in the Lions scheme? I'm thinking about the last two drafts here. Passed on Parsons last year in round one to take Sewell. Passed on Owusu-Koramoah to take Onwuzurike in round two. Passed on Dean this year in round two so they could take Pascal. No real upgrades in free agency, just content to re-sign guys already on the roster. Are we even going to see many linebackers on the field this year? What is Holmes' vision defensively? Love to hear what you think. Thanks. Keep it up, my friend. The pod is always highly entertaining. That is from Jeff Anders. First of all, Jeff, thank you for the questions. As far as power rankings, Bill Barnwell having the Lions at 27 out of 32, I actually think that's a little bit more realistic than what we've been seeing lately. Yesterday, I talked about the guys from Peacock and Williamson having the Lions as like the 7th worst team in the NFC, which I thought was fine. But Peter King the other day had the Lions 20th out of 32. 27, I'm thinking, is more realistic than 20. With that being said, I'm with you. Bill Barnwell having the Bears ahead of the Lions is a mistake. I truly believe that the Bears, with a rookie general manager and a rookie head coach in Matt Eberflus, I'm not impressed with the Bears. And nor am I impressed with Justin Fields. And I really thought that Chicago would have upgraded a little bit more in the pass-catching department to help Justin Fields, and they didn't do that this offseason. They had added some late-round receivers. They lost Allen Robinson. I like Darnell Mooney, don't get me wrong. I think Cole Kmet's going to be a pretty decent tight end. But, yes, I'm with you. I think the Lions should be ahead of the Bears. 27 out of 32. Still better than NFL or ESPN's 30 out of 32. And second, his question about the linebackers. I think Jeff is onto something here. I want you to watch out for this name as somebody that I think could see the field more this year than they did last year. And last year they got hurt. But Sean Dion Hamilton's name I have mentioned before because I talked to people with the organization and they really like him. We're going to talk about Julian Okwara in a second. But I do think a guy like Sean Dion Hamilton, might make this team and play a lot. I also think Derek Barnes is going to get every opportunity to play because that's Chris Spielman's boy. I think that's going to happen. But yes, do I think Brad Holmes puts more value on defensive linemen than linebackers? Yes, that's a lock. Yes, I agree. Didn't take Micah Parsons. I don't think it ended anything with him being a linebacker last year. I don't think his off-the-field stuff was going to mesh with the Sheila Hamp administration. Passing on JOK for Onzerike was a major mistake. I love JOK. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he was flying all over the field last year for the Browns. He's a little bit undersized, but I would have loved him in a Lions uniform, and I told you that last year. Josh Pascal over N'Kobe Dean. Look, a lot of teams pass on N'Kobe Dean. We're going to find out in week one. When your Leos host N'Kobe Dean's Eagles, we're going to find out if that was a mistake or not. Now, again, it takes rookies some time, but if Dean is a monster in week one and flying all over the field, yeah, there's going to be some issues there. I agree with that. But I think Holmes' vision defensively is meshing with Aaron Glenn's and Dan Campbell's, which is I think you're going to see a lot of three cornerback, three safety looks where you could have four down linemen, six defensive backs, and one linebacker, and play more defenses that way. There are going to be some cuts on this team at the linebacker position that I think might surprise some people. All right, now I know Gaines Media's own Alex poster boy Alex Anzalone, people love him. Some love him, some hate him. I don't think he does anything for me. You wonder on another one-year deal if he could be a cut. If some of these young guys like Barnes, the kid they drafted out of Jackson State, all of these guys, Sean Dion Hamilton, Julian Okwara, start playing well, then you're not going to need Alex Anzalone. You want to have some veterans and some leadership there, absolutely. But Anzalone, at least if you believe Pro Football Focus and you watch the games last year, wasn't exactly lighting it up on the field a year ago. But he's a Dan Campbell guy and a favorite there. I mentioned Julian Okwara. I want to bring that name up coming up next. First, Built Bar, baby. Oh, Built Granola Bars are here. Get out of here. We've been asking for it, and Built delivered the Built Granola Bars. Built Granola Bars come in three unbelievable flavors, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, and white chocolate berry. You want to try all three flavors? You can get a mixed box right now at Built.com. There are different from the bars and the puffs. Built Granola Bars are loaded with granola. It's the perfect combo of crunch and chewiness, but just like the bars and puffs, these babies are packed with protein and covered in 100% real chocolate. That is fantastic. 150 calories, 15 grams of protein, only 4 grams of sugar. Built granola bars will change your world. Built has cracked the code to better granola, and I believe them. So if you're looking to get healthy, try these three delicious flavors of Built granola bars right now at Built.com. Peanut butter, a chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, and white chocolate berry. Go to Built.com right now. Use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Locked On Lions. This is the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, making us your first listen each and every day. Quick Lions OTA attendance situation today and report. And again, these are voluntary workouts. These are not mandatory. Some of the players that were not there today, TJ Hockenson, who was there the other day, though. Oh, by the way, did anybody see that video that the Lions had of OTAs earlier in the week when Hockenson caught a pass from Jared Goff? I think it was Tuesday. And they posted it on the Lions website. Goff throws a pass to Hockenson. He catches the ball over the middle going toward the near sideline. He was coming from left to right. And Hockenson, as only TJ does, goes down to the ground. Like, can we work on this? TJ Hockenson's really good. He's really good. He's a good player. Not a great player, good player. But this freaking guy always catches the ball and immediately goes to the ground. They showed that. They're like, hey, Hock making a big play. Yeah, except he fell down. Why does he always do that? It's like the TJ Hockenson bit. Catch it, go to the ground. There was no one near him. Goff threw it right to him. He like slid. Like, he should have just caught it and gone upfield. I don't know. But he wasn't there today. No Michael Brockers, no Romeo Okwara. They're taking it easy with him in terms of him coming back from the injury last year. And also no John Pennacini. Players that were there today but did not practice include Taylor Decker, Jerry Jacobs, Derek Deese, Jamison Williams, and the seventh-round pick, the cornerback Lucas from Arizona State. Also not practicing today, but they were there. I found interesting, if you listen to this, the other day Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com interviewed Kelvin Shepard from the Lions linebacker room, the Lions new linebackers coach. He was the outside linebackers coach a year ago. And then now that De Leon was fired, Shepard is taking over the entire linebacker room. And one thing that Kelvin Shepard talked about was that this year, Charles Harris, who last year worked with the outside linebackers, is only about 250 pounds, is now doing more work in Todd Wash's defensive lineman room, but the guy that they're taking from the D-line room to the linebackers is none other than Julian Okwara. Shepard said on the podcast, quote, "I lost my guy Charles Harris. For the most part, he's in Wash's room, but we have different packages where they come back and I say home, and I give them some love and send him back. But now we kind of split it. Everybody calls him my son, but J.O. is still with me because we pretty much split my last year's room. Half of those guys are true D linemen and base now versus where they were, and we had two true outside linebacker positions." Julian Okwara spending more time with the linebackers, as is sixth-round pick I mentioned before from Jackson State, James Houston. Shepard added, "Last year, Julian lined up everywhere, over the center, on the edge, split out on the number two. You'll see him stacked. When you're able to have versatile players, it opens up the playbook for the coordinator." So Julian Okwara playing more of a linebacker role. Well, listen, if the Lions are healthy going into the season with Romeo Okwara, Charles Harris, Josh Pascal, Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, everybody says looked good today, there's your four edge guys right now, right? Onwuzurike can bounce back and forth and play a little inside, play a little outside. So can Brockers. So can Pascal. That means that maybe Julian Okwara is going to be more like a hybrid linebacker and somebody that's going to be out in space. The one thing I like about Julian is that he can make some plays against the pass. I don't remember which game it was last year. Maybe the Bears game? He went out in coverage and made an interception. So the length and the athleticism of Julian Okwara is going to be utilized well. Here's my question. Is Brad Holmes, some of the guys that Brad Holmes is inheriting, if I could speak, are they taking some of those guys and discarding them, like we talked about? Holmes guys, Brad Quinn guys. And then the other guys, they're really coaching up. That's the whole system. That's the whole point of having good coaches. I'm misspeaking, but bear with me. Matt Patricia, they drafted these slow, big people, and they said, you're in the system. Then they signed some of these people and said, you're in the system, right? Now it's almost like they're saying, we're going to draft versatile players, and we're going to make it work, but we could say Julian Okwara last year is more of an edge rusher, but this year he's going to be more of a hybrid linebacker. You know, Jelani Tavai was a square peg in a round hole, but they were trying to jam it for years under Bob Quinn, and it was a disaster. Maybe, just maybe, the Lions have an actual, real coaching staff, and there are star assistants that are going to move up, and soon the Lions staff just might be raided by other teams. Aubrey Pleasant interviewed. Aaron Glenn interviewed. Now, they both stayed, which is great. And we're going to get to the Dan Campbell comment in a second on Aaron Glenn, but maybe Kelvin Shepard moves up and becomes a guy that in a couple of years, teams go, Shep can be a coordinator. Partner. There's a long fly ball, and it's gone! So I'm just saying, Kelvin Shepard, Aubrey Pleasant, Todd Walsh, Aaron Glenn, star assistants that, you know, Hank Fraley, highly regarded around the league for his work with the offensive line. When, here's my bit again, I hear it comes, when was the last time we talked this highly of a Lions coaching staff? Right? Now, they could go 4-13 this year and it all could go for naught. Nobody's going to get interviews. But Aubrey Pleasant has D coordinator written all over him one day. Aaron Glenn is going to be a head coach one day. But for now, if they're taking their players and moving them around and finding the best positions for them to be successful, isn't that the point of football? Isn't that the point of having a good coaching staff? We're just not used to this before. We're used to, Jim Caldwell is sticking with Ron Prince, and he's a horrible, horrible offensive line coach. You know, or, nope, this guy's a friend of a friend, and so they get to stay. So I like this maneuver that I'm reading about today in regards to Julian Okwara. I like him. I've always been a fan of Julian Okwara. Meantime, couple of other notes. Today, in front of the media, guess who is playing as the second cornerback opposite of Emmanuel Ruwarie, along with Jeff Okuda, who's only limited and still... Good to see Okuda back. He's on the field, but he's only doing drills. He's not participating in 7-on-7 stuff. See, cornerback two today on the field was Will Harris. Not Mike Hughes. Not Ife Melifonwu. It was Will Harris. Ifeatu Melifonwu, by the way, was getting considerable looks, according to Jeremy Reisman of Pride of Detroit, at safety. Now, again, this is OTA, so they're mixing and matching and doing all of that, but I found that interesting today. They want versatility. They want guys that can just be ball hawks no matter where they put them. Melifonwu has the size to play some safety. So, all right, just something to think about. The offense is going to score. I like what I'm seeing from the offense. I don't trust the defense yet, but I like some of the players they're bringing in. Now can they be coached up and can they make some plays? Defense definitely improved last year, but didn't make enough plays and didn't get off the field enough. All right, funny comment coming up from Dan Campbell that he had to say earlier today about Aaron Glenn, which I know nationally is going to get picked up in the next few days, and everybody's going to talk about it. So get ready for this. I'm going to preview that coming up next. Hey, by the way, our next partner here has a product that my wife literally loves and utilizes every day, and it's called AG1. She started taking AG1 because she didn't have a lot of time in the day to drink a protein shake or do any of these other things. She wanted to get better gut health, more energy, a supplement that actually tastes good, and that is why she started taking AG1. All right, she's been on it for a couple months. She loves it. Doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It's kind of a mild tropical taste that she looks forward to each and every morning. She just drops it in some water and it's good to go. One delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. All right? You consume it. Why? Because you want to feel good. And it's easy. You just, like, throw it in a bag or throw it in your back pocket, a little packet, and then you throw it in some water, and it's great. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. So that's cool, too. And it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Just order it online. I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutrition. It's AG1. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, everybody, get ready, because a clip is going to go viral in the next couple days nationally of people making fun of Dan Campbell. Some will say, oh my gosh, this is classic Dan Campbell and I love it. Others will say, this guy's got a screw loose. What's he talking about? All right, that is going to take place in the next couple days. So I'm preparing you for it right now. But earlier today, Dan Campbell was asked about Aaron Glenn interviewing for the Houston Texans job. I think it was the Texans job. And what would have happened if AG, his defensive coordinator, got the gig? And Campbell said today, if I would have lost Aaron Glenn, it would have been like not wearing any pants. I felt like I would have been walking around with no pants on. And everybody laughed. And then Aaron Glenn was asked about it later on today and said, we want Dan to keep his pants on, but he's one of my best friends, and I get that. Just prepare yourselves, folks. That's going to be played on every show for the next week. Dan Campbell says, losing his defensive coordinator, but like, what? Could you imagine Dan Campbell coaching with no pants on? Just his underwear? Like, get ready for that. It's going to happen. Folks, I'm used to Dan Campbell saying funny things. This is who he is. It's his personality. He loves Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn loves him. So this is a little gimmicky, and for the media, not for Campbell. Campbell's not being a gimmick. This is who he is. He's totally genuine about it. But he feels that strongly about his defensive coordinator and feels like, hey, look, if I would have lost him, it would have been like losing my pants. So I thought it was a little bit funny. I wanted to share that with you here at the end of this Thursday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen, everybody. Find us again at LockedOnLions.com, wherever you get your podcasts. If you missed Benjamin Raven from MLive.com, we had him on Tuesday. Go back and listen to Ben. He did a great job. We will do it all again on Monday.